Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Want to know how many players and who would you put on the Dallas Cowboys Leadership Council? Now, we talked about this yesterday. The coach for the Giants, Coach Judge, he's going to institute the Giants Leadership Council. And we talked about that being a thing with the Cowboys, to which we pointed out the Cowboys definitely had a leadership council, which was instituted by Jason Garrett. And I feel like that maybe wasn't the best thing that we ever did. So we got Coach McCarthy rolling now. If there's going to be a Cowboys Leadership Council, how many people and who do you think should comprise the Dallas Cowboys Leadership Council? Let's start with the how many. How many players do you think should be on a leadership council, Corey? Because I know you're my numbers guy. You get furious when ESPN has 86 experts and you're like, well, that's stupid.
I feel like one per unit kind of works. So if, like, let's say, you know, I think your quarterback is obviously part of the leadership council. It's just that that's, you work on that part of the job. You have so many other relationships you have to keep and monitor during that process. So I think the quarterback has to be there. So that's one right there. And we'll get to that, who the quarterback for the Cowboys is going to be in a minute. I think the wide receivers group, you know, kind of, or the wide receivers and running backs can kind of be paired up. I think offensive line, and then I think on the other side, you know, you have one defensive line, linebackers, and secondary. So I think about six would be about right for a leadership council. That you're gonna, that way you really do have a
kicker
good
versus
pulse.
Punter. Which
nope,
one?
Nope. Don't care about those guys. They don't even belong.
Wow.
In the game.
Whoa.
But that group right there, I think you have a really good pulse. You have a finger on the pulse of what's going on in your locker room. If you go to them, and you gotta be able to trust them. But if you go to them and ask them a question as a coach, they give you a very legitimate, straightforward answer that has no politics really tied into it. It's about, hey, look, I want to win. Just like when Michael Irvin went to Jimmy Johnson and said, all these guys are trash and don't want to win. Get them out of my locker room, whenever he was, what, in his rookie season. So he was like, look, I tattled on everybody. But we built a winning culture whenever I got that. So I think if you're going to do that, I think about six is about the right group of leadership. And that, I think also, like, the experience of being a veteran in the league is what kind of that's supposed to be like, so that those guys can pass on information to the younger players.
All right, Bassick, would you accept six people as the running number for the leadership council?
That's about good. Three and three. Three right. On offense, three on defense.
All right. We're going to go with six then. Who do we want on this leadership council?
I guess if Tyron Crawford's still on the team, I would want him.
Let me ask you, I want to talk about him a little bit more for just one second, because I get how theoretically everyone says that he is a great leader. My question comes back to this, and this is just a general philosophical debate. Can somebody who is not making an impact on the field be a good leader for your team?
If he's hurt and not playing, then no. But if he's playing, and let's just say he's playing 30 to 40% of the snaps, I do think he can still be a leader on the team as long as he's on the field every game. But if he's like last year, no, you can't be a leader at all. I mean, there was one time, it was years ago, I saw Rusty Greer. We were coaching against each other, and he's like, yeah, we were on the team together in 04. Well, look, I was barely on the team in 04, and he wasn't playing. I forgot he was on the team.
Wow.
You played Rusty Greer, one of the greatest Rangers of all time, is just – because if you're not playing, you kind of forget.
Yeah, I agree with Mike on that, Kevin. That being said, I think that when he's on the field, he makes an impact. So if you're suggesting that when he's on the field, he doesn't make an impact, I'll disagree with you on that. But if you're saying because of injury, that's the reason you asked that question, I completely agree with you. I think the guy works hard and gets the effort, gets what he expects from his work that he puts in. And I think he's one of those guys that everybody around him likes. We've seen it, the personality in the locker room, too. You and I have been right there. All of his teammates love him, and they also, I think they admire the fact that his work ethic and what he puts in, because when he gets on the field, he gets what he's put in into the work.
All right, so he's in.
Yes, for me he is.
He's the first member of our leadership council.
Mm-hmm. And that takes a little bit off the plate of DeMarcus Lawrence for having to be the guy. But I think DeMarcus Lawrence sets a tone for those guys. But if he doesn't have to be the guy that's part of that council, then that helps out.
Who?
Dak.
Okay. Do you want to jump there? Dak Prescott. That seems like the most no-brainer of the crew, because you're inherently going to put your quarterback on there. And
if he's the quarterback of this team, and if Andy Dalton doesn't beat him out in a competition, then yes, Kevin, I will go with Dak in this
consideration. Let's say for some reason Dak did hold out or didn't sign his franchise. I know he did. But, like, would you have put Andy Dalton on the leadership council?
If you don't, I think you're sending a bad message to your team. I really do. I think if your quarterback is one of those guys and he can't handle that part of it, then you send a bad message to your team that this is the guy that y'all have to carry now. He can't carry y'all. Your quarterback, the money they get, the things that they have to do, as much as the ball's in their hand and as important as they are to the game, they have to have all those other qualities for your team to be on fire.
But do you take him off the leadership council once Dak comes back in, like, week two or three from holding out?
I don't know if you could do that, Mike.
Then he'd be the backup quarterback. Then you wouldn't be believing in your quarterback.
That is problematic from the 972. So Travis Frederick wasn't a leader on the team 2 years ago? No, he wasn't. Look, it's as simple as that. It's unfortunate, but no. All right.
10 years from now, when you ask some of the younger guys that were rookies that year, it'll be tough because then they played with them the next year. But if you just played on the Cowboys in 2018 and that was the only year you played, and 10 years from now you're like, what was it like playing with Travis Frederick? They'll be like, he wasn't on the team.
Yeah.
Now, he did commit the help and assistance in the coaching because he was there for all their meetings. He did not exist with that group.
Rusty was on the bus. I forgot he traveled with us and everything. And I forgot. No. I felt horrible when he was like, I was on the team. And I was like, crap, you were, weren't you?
But you know what? When you're
I mean, I barely
was. There was legitimate heartbreak you could hear in that statement.
I love Rusty. And I was like, crap, he was. And I totally forgot.
But
people probably forgot I was on the team too. But I'm just saying. Like,
Kevin, when it comes to that, when you're in between the lines, there are conversations that happen whenever from the sideline to sideline. And there's conversations that Zach Martin and Looney are having that Travis Frederick never is aware of. So that part of that doesn't exist in those conversations.
All right, who's up next? We've had multiple people ask about Sean Lee. Now, Sean Lee is interesting to me because you're definitely seeing a diminished role for him on the team, but would you still put him in the leadership council?
I wouldn't, because I do need at some point Jalen, who failed miserably, to step up. And I think he's a great leader in the community and all kinds of things like that. But what a horrible leader he was, it seemed like, from what we got, from the information I got, was a bad defensive leader on that team.
Does that mean you're going to put him on the council and hope that he lives up to that then?
Well, then Layton, one of the two.
No, I'm asking you, what are you going to do?
I would need to be in that locker room to know how bad it was with Jalen Smith taking a authority leadership role last year. And if it was a complete and total failure and I don't think he can become any better at it, then I guess I move it to Layton.
I do wonder, if McCarthy sits down, how he decides. Like, veteran leadership, does Gerald McCoy and Poe, or does McCoy get that opportunity? He wants it. Like, Gerald McCoy has said, I want it. I want to be – he's already called Gallimore to talk to him about – you know, what he can do. And so I do kind of wonder where he feels, you know, where McCarthy feels that's best suited, and who he knows he can trust. That's what's important, is who can he trust. And if he's walking into a room and Stephen's telling him, hey, by the way, last year, this guy that we paid $19 million to wasn't doing the things that we expected a $19 million guy to do. So we need. What do you want to do? Do you want to say, all right, I'm going to give you another shot at it? Or are you going to say, you know what, I'm just going to go find somebody else that will?
Hey, I agreed with six. You can chop it up however you want. Would you want to put another veteran from the defensive line? Would you want to put DeMarcus Lawrence alongside Tyrone Crawford and just say, hey, linebackers, better luck next year. We're skipping
almost,
you.
Yeah, I almost would say I would rather have three of the defensive linemen than I would any of the linebackers.
Even though most likely the defensive coordinator is talking to the linebacker and he's the one that has to lead them in the huddle to give them the defensive play call.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. He's the quarterback on that part of it. I guess I would say Leighton Vander Esch.
All right. So we're going to LVE. And by the way, we're going to swing back around to Don Terry Poe in just a second. Do you guys have a representative for the defensive backs, or do you want to throw another defensive lineman in there? Like, or do you not want to go DeMarcus?
How many do we have right now?
We're down to one defensive player left, according to me, because I'm going to go 3-3.
So do you want to go DeMarcus Lawrence instead of a defensive back?
Well, I'd like to go Xavier Woods and hope that he's here for a while and kind of lives up to the status that we thought he was going to be last preseason.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Bassick. I find your strategy interesting that, you know, they'll say like the council will make the man or the man will make the council. You're putting some people on there that you need to grow into this role that maybe don't deserve the spot, but you're like, I'm giving you the spot, so now freaking show me you deserve it.
I put one old guy on there intentionally, but I have to have two younger guys now there too.
All right, so you're going Woods, Corey?
Yeah, it hurts because you got burned so bad last year by guys you put there. I think Jordan Lewis deserves a chance. I think that Jordan Lewis is going to be one of your best cornerbacks this year. I'm that guy. And we might be surprised. Ha-ha Clinton Dix might walk in there with the trust of Mike McCarthy, and he ends up being one of those guys that Mike McCarthy's like, I know exactly what I'm going to get out of him. We have a good relationship, and I'm going to be able to work with him, even though didn't he trade him? So I think that I'm going to give it to Jordan Lewis. And even though everybody thinks that Cheeto's the guy, I'm a bigger Jordan Lewis fan, so I'm going to give him the chance. He just had a baby. He's got to grow up. So I'm after it there.
I'm skipping the defensive backs, and I'm giving it to DeMarcus Lawrence. From the 254, it's Jamal Adams when we get him. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So right now, we've got Tyrone Crawford, Dak Prescott, and LVE. And then we all diverged on the next one, Woods, Lewis, Lawrence.
By the way, Jamal Adams people, do you notice how the story went away when Jamal Adams shut his mouth? It's not the Jets calling up teams and seeing what they can get. It's the whole trade thing about Jamal Adams is when Jamal opens up his mouth to talk about not being happy, the story gets proposed, which it will again, by the way, in 2 to 3 weeks. Guess who's going to be unhappy and open up his mouth? Guess who's not going to call up other organizations and see if they can trade him? The Jets. It's only a Jamal Adams story. It's not a real story.
I 100% agree with all of that. All right, so
he really wants to be a Cowboy, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, so do I. So you want me to? I'll go call
okay
up
with
somebody
too,
and say,
Mike,
I want to be a Cowboy. Let's start trade rumors.
You're not the best safety in the league, so no, I'm not going to be that excited about it.
But he has, right now, only a slightly lower chance of getting sent to the Cowboys than I think Jamal Adams does.
We both have the exact same percentage of being a Dallas Cowboy in 2020. Zero.
Oh, my God. All right. We got two offensive slots open. Right now it's Dak, and I'm going to put forth for Zach Martin. I know the offensive line is not always the loudest guy, but if I need somebody in that room, it's going to be Zach Martin. It's going to be my guy.
Yeah, I feel like Tyron Smith needs to be thrown in there too.
All right, so then again, does that mean we're skipping the receivers, the running back? That means no
aside
Zeke.
Aside from Gallup, I don't trust anybody as receiver, Kevin.
You don't trust Amari?
I don't trust Amari, no.
Wow.
He's when we play at home our leader, and then we have to have a road leader.
And when it comes to Zeke, like,
there's no chance.
Zeke.
Yeah,
I'm not asking any of the young guys to look over at Ezekiel Elliott and say, I want to do all the things he does. Like, that's the Jason Witten, DeMarco Murray thing. DeMarco Murray, I was standing there in the locker room when he was like, hey, all the supplements he's taking, I want to take all his supplements. I want to be like that player right there. And with Ezekiel Elliott, I don't know if anybody in on this team I want as a coach or owner or anybody else in that locker room, I don't know if I want to be like, hey, I need him to be followed by everybody and do the things that he does. Now, whenever it comes to bringing guys together, he's great at that. Zeke is really good at getting the guys loose and having them excited and ready to play and everything, but I don't want them saying, hey, I want to off the field, and whenever he's preparing for games, that's what I want. So it's tough.
We get this text. It's interesting to me from the 903. I don't start a season with a leadership committee. I tell everyone you have to prove to me who the leadership is on this team, and I understand that viable option. I guess I roll in there and I say, I'm going to empower you guys, and this is my leadership group, and see how it works out. But I understand the logic for the other way. All right.
It's tough. I'm going to say this. It's tough for us to do this. This is a fun segment, but it's tough for us because I'll tell you, when I was playing and I barely played with him, a lot of people didn't really care too much for Michael Young media-wise because he was kind of just like bland and didn't really say a whole bunch, but he was there. He'd talk, and I'm like, look, you guys don't understand. Like, all you have to do is be in spring training or be in that clubhouse as a player with Michael Young for a few days, and you know who one of the major leaders is on this team. And for us, we're trying to pick, but we don't know how Xavier Woods or Jalen Smith or Tyron Smith, whoever it is, we don't know exactly how they're respected or their leadership qualities in that locker room are.
And all right, so if I'm just curious, would we all go Martin and Tyron Smith then, or was there another direction that y'all would have picked if we finished out the council?
I would like to go Amari Cooper, but I don't know his personality well enough to know if he would want that situation.
Man, that's the other thing. I want Michael Gallup to want it. Like, I want Michael Gallup to be like, you know what, I'm ready to take that next step, not only for this, but also
CeeDee Lamb after this year becomes it.
So. Yeah, probably so. But, man, it would be awesome if Michael Gallup was like, you know what, I'm taking on more responsibilities with this team. I was drafted here. I'm going to do this thing. I'm a really good receiver, and I'm just realizing all my capabilities. It would be awesome if he could do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.